Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning. I'm Margie Ellisord, Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. COVID-19 restrictions are expected to return to the Metro East this week. The region, which includes St. Clair, Madison, Monroe, Clinton, Bond, Washington, and Randolph counties, has seen 3 consecutive days with COVID-19 test positivity rate above 8%. That automatically prompts additional restrictions. The state has not made an official announcement, but the assistant director of St. Clair County Emergency Management Agency tells our partners at the Post-Dispatch, county officials expect restrictions to begin on Wednesday. Homicide detectives investigating a deadly shooting last night in South St. Louis. Around 10:20, a 28-year-old woman was shot along LaSalle Park Court and South 9th Street. She was taken to the hospital where she died from her injuries. A Bayer Crop Science executive involved in a crash last Wednesday night has died. 47-year-old Mauricio Amor Ferreira died with his injuries on Friday. He was driving the Mercedes that was involved in a crash with 2 other cars along northbound 270 near 64 in Creve Coeur. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, rain will develop around midday and continue into this evening. Temperatures will remain steady. Overnight will be cloudy with periods of light rain and drizzle. It will be cold with low temps in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, gray, damp day with patchy drizzle or very light rain. Temps will top off in the 40s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and dry, but more rain and even thunderstorms will pull into our region for Wednesday night and Thursday.